Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held up standing with his hand on his core.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late great SRV. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Kirk Chaffetz is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than a dozen years now. He's been hanging out with us, and we appreciate him very much. He's the co-CEO and chief storyteller at Story Worldwide. And now, Kirk, part of say the name of the larger organization you're now part of.
Next 15 Communications Group.
All right, and so give us a website to let folks that know how they can find you.
Storyworldwide.com. And
right.
There should be a whole new website by the end of May, so tune in at least twice.
So check that out. All right, so Kirk, one of the things I want you to do real quick is you've really done a great job of helping universities raise money in a 21st century way, and I want you to tell us about what you've accomplished, and then apply that thinking to how small business owners can use it. Go ahead.
So, very quickly, universities have had a problem getting alumni participation has been dropping off, and it's been harder and harder for universities to raise money, and they've not been able really to wrap their heads around the whole phenomenon of digital communications and social media, right? So way too many of them are still using old-fashioned things like direct mail, which the efficacy of which has dropped off steeply in the last 10 years, and the price of which has gone up, and so on and so on. So Columbia University asked us a few years ago, because we had an alum in our senior management ranks, can you help us do this? We've got a tiny budget. You know, what can you do for us? And really, as a philanthropic effort on our part, we said, look, we've learned some things from marketing entertainment, from marketing movies and TV shows, and The Simpsons and things like that, about how to put together a community of super fans who gather their friends into a larger community of fans and do things together. You know, if they can turn on a TV show, maybe they can write a check to, or give you a credit card number. So let us look at that. And Columbia said, if you can raise $1 million, that would be fabulous in a one-day Columbia Day of Giving effort. So to make a very long story short, we put together this process called social giving. And first year, which was 3 years ago for Columbia, we held the first giving day, raised $6 million. Second year, nearly $8 million. Third year, which was last year, $11.1 million in a single day. This is from all 50 states and 30 to 50 countries around the world, and where the Columbia family has dispersed to.
Done this with other industries. Go ahead, tell me. I'm talking about last night. And then tell us about
So last night for Purdue University, which is actually not as wealthy as Columbia University, we held the second giving day for Purdue, raised $13.7 million in a single day, which topples the Columbia 11.1, which is world record.
Right. So tell us about what small business owners can do with this information.
I think this is incredible proof, right? Everybody talks about, does social media actually work? Does it stimulate purchase? Is it like a real conversation? I can prove it now. We actually are about to publish a 40-page white paper with all of the numbers involved in social giving to help other organizations learn how to do this. Because, like, there's no greater proof than they sent me a check. The debate ends there. And what we can now say.
Any questions?
Exactly. It's a very simple set of metrics, rather than these complex, you know, what were your impressions? I mean, I could tell you we garnered 17 million
So the main thing was you got champions of Colombia, for example, to bring in their friends and neighbors, so to speak, and to participate in the community online.
Yeah, exactly. There are two main things to think about here.
Quickly, Kirk, I tell you what, I'm gonna have to have you back to talk about that. Is the clinic gonna be available on the website?
The paper will be available. It'll be available on our website in about a month.
Well, let me know and I'll let my folks know about that. Hey Kirk, thanks for being here. Good job.
Sure.
Congratulations on everything. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Kirk Chapitz, ladies and gentlemen. StoryWorldwide.com. Don't forget to check out that website and see what a great website looks like, a very successful one. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me. I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.